Today is World Blood Donor Day, and the Red Cross is once again thanking those who have donated in the past and urging the public to make regular donations. Donating blood is a simple thing that can make a big difference to the lives of those receiving the donation, as well as their families and friends. The Wire's Tom Johnston asked spokesperson for the Red Cross Blood Service, Sean Inguanzo, why this day was chosen.
I believe it falls on the birthday of Karl Landsteiner, who was responsible for discovering the rhesus type. I guess for Australians, the reason it's important is because it falls during National Blood Donor Week and the time when we all say thank you to the 455,000 volunteer donors. It's this very small percentage of Australians, these bloody legends, I guess as we would refer to them as, who are sustaining what is, you know, essentially the backbone of quality healthcare in Australia.
And so what's this year's focus?
In Australia this year, we're calling on 40% of those people who gave last year to come back and give a second donation. That 40% of donors have only ever donated once in the last 12 months. And yet with blood donation, a whole blood donation can be given up to four times a year and a plasma donation every fortnight. By giving just one more donation a year, which is another hour of their time, those 180,000 extra donations we would get would mean that we would never have to call for blood in Australia again.
Have you noticed blood donations and even awareness of the need increasing in the past few years?
I think Australians are well aware of the need for blood because they see it every day. Nearly 30% of all donated blood goes towards helping cancer patients. A lot of people probably don't realise that blood is used in cancer treatment, but it's actually essential to helping people get through chemotherapy because chemotherapy is quite debilitating and often kills off a lot of the good cells along with the bad cells, and those cells tend to be blood cells. So cancer patients need regular transfusions of the different blood components that we collect and process from voluntary blood donations.
Spokesperson for the Red Cross Blood Service, Sean Inguanzo. Margaret Bell is the manager of Médecins Sans Frontières' Australian Medical Unit. She echoed the simplicity of blood donation and what a big difference it can make. She spoke to me about the challenges of making blood readily available in developing countries.
There aren't often formal blood banks set up in these countries or these contexts. There's often no government-supported or privately supported blood bank. So therefore, often I guess we've got two choices there. Is at the time of need, then we rely on family members to donate. Or if we are in context where we know, like we're setting up a surgical facility, particularly around women's health or trauma, then we would try and set up a blood bank ourselves, often in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, you know, in that city or that town. That blood bank would then mean, you know, going around and doing some promotion about why blood transfusion is important and the need to have a good bank, if you like, not just donate when there is a need for an individual patient, but to have a blank blood there that we could use, you know, in an emergency.
And so the campaigns that you use to get people donating blood, quite similar to the ones that we use in Australia?
A little bit similar. I mean, in a lot of these contexts, we wouldn't do big TV ads or anything like that because the blood bank is not our primary premise for being there. But we would certainly, we've used Facebook, you know, social media, you know, word of mouth in a lot of our contexts is a massive thing. You have a family that has seen their child recover after a blood transfusion, and then you talk to the family about why that's important, and they will spread the word of mouth, and it travels around. I guess with the advent of more people having mobile phones, then we can use different things like social media.
How important is that visual representation of your work, of your equipment and expertise?
In a lot of these contexts, a lot of people aren't used to high medical technology. So when they see what you're doing and they can see that this blood transfusion that we gave to their wife or their child actually made them recover, then their story then being shared out in the community is a huge way of encouraging people to come. You know, because a lot of these contexts, people aren't used to donating blood. They just don't. People aren't even used to going to hospitals, you know.
It's such a simple thing to do, and you really, you can't do anything without it.
It is such a simple thing, but then can have such a life-saving effect. In contexts where we work, when you just, a woman's bleeding to death and you've given all the drugs you can, she actually needs blood to recover. And if you don't have access to that or have access to it quick enough, then she will die. And something quite simple like a blood transfusion could actually save that person's life.
Manager of Médecins Sans Frontières Australian Medical Unit, Margaret Bell, To find out more about donating, you can call 13 14 95 or visit donateblood.com.au.